Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John. This week we've been looking at reaping and sowing. Galatians chapter 6 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So we've looked at, yesterday, we looked at different principles in the Scripture. If we sow this, this is what we reap. For example, I use pride, and we shall reap fall and shame. If we sow humility, we'll reap honor and grace. But this morning, I want to look at different examples of men in the Scripture who sowed and they reaped, both good and bad. And so the first one I'm going to look at is good. This one was sown to the Spirit, and it reaped life. And it's Jonathan. Jonathan was Saul's son, and Jonathan and David were friends. You know, Jonathan showed David kindness amidst great trials, even running for his life. You know, he dodged his father's dagger, and because of David, because of showing kindness to David. And so even Jonathan's life was threatened because he showed kindness. He sowed kindness to David. And we are going to see here that because of Jonathan's kindness, his son, his second generation, reaped because of Jonathan's kindness. I'm going to read a couple verses here in 2 Samuel chapter 9, starting verse 1. "And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And so David's asking, is there anybody here that I can reward because of the kindness that Jonathan sowed? And they found Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son. I'm going to jump down to verse 7. "And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." So here, because of Jonathan's kindness towards David, his son Mephibosheth was able to reap from his father's kindness. He was able to eat bread at the table of the king continually. And I just had to think, what kind of reaping will our children receive from our sowing? Will my children be able to eat at King Jesus' table continually because of my sowing? So we see why it's very important that we take heed what kind of seed we sow. If we are sowing the right seed, I believe that our children will be able to sit at King Jesus' table continually, just like Mephibosheth was able to eat at King David's table continually. So let's sow kindness to people. Let's walk in truth and sow the right seed that we may get the reaping that we want. So we're going to look at another reaping. This one's actually going to be bad reaping. Genesis chapter 16. Verses 1 through 2, we see a reaping here that comes from listening to wrong voices. This is Abraham and Sarah. It says, "Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abraham, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And, you know, here it says he hearkened to the voice of Sarai. God had already promised Abraham the promised son, Isaac. And we know that the scripture says he believed God. He trusted God. Because it says that because he believed God, God counted him righteous. But in a weak moment, he listened to a wrong voice, and he made a wrong decision. And so, you know, we live in a world, we live in a society where we are hearing many, many voices. And so it's important that we take heed to examine the voices that we are hearing according to the scriptures. You know, Paul told the Bereans, those at Thessalonica, that the Bereans are more noble than they because they search the scriptures daily to see if the things that he's saying to them are true or not. And so we are hearing many voices today that people are just taking as the voice of God when it doesn't line up with the scripture. And the reaping of it will not be what we desire. And so we jump down to verse 11 and 12 in the same chapter. Chapter 16, verse 11 and 12, we see here that the angel of the Lord said unto Hagar, "Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man." That doesn't sound like very good reaping. "And his hand will be against every man." That doesn't sound like good reaping. "And every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren." You know, today we know that the Islamic religion comes from this lineage, from Abraham and Hagar and Ishmael. And today, the world is still reaping from Abraham's sowing. And so this is a reaping that is still ongoing, that the world is reaping of for the last 4,000 some years. And so I just want to bring out, you know, different examples of sowing and reaping in men's lives here in the scripture. Another one is David. He sowed to the flesh and reaped corruption. Here is David, a man after God's own heart. He made a bad choice, and the reaping was awful. He sowed lust. One day he went out up on the housetop, and he saw a woman bathing named Bathsheba, and he took her and, you know, committed adultery with her. And Samuel later came to him in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10. He comes to him and he gives him the parable. I'm just going to read it here. 2 Samuel 12, verse 10 through 13. It says, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house. I will take thy wives before thine eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with the wives in the sight of his son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun." And David said unto Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." And so here, what happened, David lost four sons because of his sin. You know, the Lord said, "You're going to reap evil against you out of your own house." We have Absalom, Adonijah, and two others that were killed because, that lost their lives because of David's sowing. And what I want to also point out here, just because you repent of something, because you repent of sin, does not take away the reaping. In David's case here, he repented. He was sorry, but he still reaped. And so I just want to encourage you today that you would be very careful what kind of seed you sow. Another example is Samson. He sowed lust also, and he lost his life because of it. And so what kind of seed are you sowing? Another good example is Job. Job, he kept his integrity. He kept his heart right with God through tremendous loss. He lost everything. And because he did not curse God, he kept the right heart, he reaped from it. He received double. The scripture says the Lord gave twice as much. You know, what a reaping that he received. You know, another bad example of sowing and reaping is Judas. He was covetous. He was a thief, the Bible says. And what did he reap? He reaped death. The wages of sin is death. Another example of reaping and sowing, this is both good and bad. In Luke chapter 16, verse 25, is the rich man and Lazarus. You know, and that's our ultimate end of sowing and reaping. And so I want to encourage you today that to be very careful what you sow, because you will reap. I'll just read verse 25. It says this, "But Abraham said, 'Son,'" this is the rich man crying out for a little drop of water for his tongue. "But Abraham said, 'Son,'" this is the answer God gave to him, "'remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented.'" So do we see the two different reapings, comforted and tormented? And I will just leave you with that thought. What is your reaping going to be? Is it going to be comfort or torment? Because you will reap. You will not get away without reaping in eternity. You will reap. And this it'll either be one of the two, comfort or torment. And so thank you for listening. And I just want to encourage you to examine your reaping. If you're not happy with your reaping, change your sowing. Change the seed that you're sowing. So again, thank you for listening. God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bow our hearts here before you this morning and thank you for the truth of your word. And we do ask, Lord, that you would just bless it, Lord, and cause it to prosper in the hearts that it enters, that, Lord, that the reaping may be good. Lord, I ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.